Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 9th, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. The flight attendants represented by the union Parat, which is the largest union of cabin crew and pilots in Norway, may be on strike within days as contract talks stall. Parat also has members in Denmark and Sweden. Some employees at SAS, Widerøe, Thomas Cook, and 2i Fly Nordic are also represented by Parat, which is a member of the European and International Transport Workers Federation. Threats were being made by Norwegian Air Management as negotiations were ongoing. Parat's chief negotiator, Turid Svensson, reports a text message containing threats of base closures, withdrawal of employee benefits, and layoffs was sent to cabin crew members. On Wednesday, one Norwegian flight was affected. An escalation can come within 5 to 19 days, depending on how the Danish mediator handles the conflict. In the event of an escalation, approximately 1,000 cabin crew members in Norway and 228 cabin crew members in Denmark will be on strike. We stand in solidarity with our union colleagues at Norwegian as they continue their battle for a new contract that recognizes their contributions as safety professionals and first responders. Our MEC Hotel and Transportation Committee has become aware of a number of planned hotel walks in various cities. In particular, walks have been scheduled for Paris, San Francisco, Seattle, and Jackson Hole. Please understand that, in many cases, crews may be split, with some flight attendants staying at the usual hotel and others going to alternate hotels. Therefore, you must obtain current layover information for your specific position on the ID using either the HTLID/or DSPID/command. The company may make these changes provided the information is made available through the Unimatic commands referenced above and is put on the hotel board in the domicile in accordance with Sections 6B8 of our contract. Purser recurrent preference months have been awarded. Flight attendants with a purser qualification can find their training date on the FANFO screen in Unimatic Line 7. Remember to check your domicile bid cover package letter for additional information on bidding for a specific class. At the recent 42nd annual AFA Board of Directors meeting, a resolution to relieve our 111 of their union dues obligation was adopted by the highest governing body of our union. Since that time, some erroneous information has gone around concerning the status of these members. To be clear, our 111 will remain active members in good standing with all rights and privileges of membership for as long as they are receiving furlough pay from the company. Earlier today, the AFA represented flight attendants at Alaska Airlines marched in protest of the outside of the Anchorage Museum, which was hosting the airline's annual shareholders meeting. Since the time their contract became amenable 2 years ago, the value of Alaska's stock has nearly tripled from $33 per share to over $90 per share. Alaska MEC President Jeffrey Peterson points out, "So we've done quite well for the company, and we are looking for some of those rewards to come back to the flight attendants." Earlier this year, in February, Alaska AFA reached a tentative agreement with Alaska management. The Alaska AFA members, however, voted to not accept it. The Alaska MEC is currently surveying its members to determine the priorities of their membership and gain an understanding of why the tentative agreement was not ratified. Management today issued a safety bulletin informing us that the Flight Attendant Announcement Book, the FAAB, will be a required item effective May 22, 2014. The new FAAB and Bulletin Number 12 are available in your domicile beginning today. Bulletin Number 12 removes Chapter 18, Announcements, from your Flight Attendant Operations Manual, the FAOM, and also has an effective date of May 22, 2014. Since releasing their flaccid first quarter financial report on April 24, 2014, United Management has been steadily in the news. Calls for a shakeup in senior management have become increasingly explicit, while much less patience and tolerance for management's incompetence is being shown by financial analysts. Please read some of the recent media articles on our website. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.